Warralilly pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Cats camp for the first time this year. Lucky enough to be joined by a man, of course, who was a superstar with the Brisbane Lions, but he's been at the Cats now for over a decade. Assistant coach Nigel Appin joins us. Thanks to Warralilly. Nigel, thanks for your time. Kingy, Benny Cass and Neildy with you. Firstly, great to have you on K-Rock Football. And my first question is, what are you hoping to get out of tonight against the Lions?
Thanks for having me, guys. Well, hopefully we get through, we play well. Every one of our players gets through and they build some sort of confidence in their bodies and their fitness, and we play a decent brand of footy. We go into round one really looking forward to it and feeling like we're up to what's going to be a tough challenge.
Absolutely. Some players that you've left behind, Cameron, Smith, Bowes. Is there any issues for that trio, or is it more just part of their management heading into round one?
Yeah, it's just what we thought was best for them, round one. We've had a lot of match practice over the last 5 to 6 weeks back at home in Geelong, and we just always on individual programs with our boys what we think is going to be best for them long term, and not just round one, but long term throughout the season.
Yep. Was Jack Bowes, was there an issue coming out of last week against Hawthorn, Nigel?
No. Jack got through the game okay. He's been fantastic for us, actually. Like, I mean, you guys saw the way that he played early on. We were just managing his game time, given his loads through the preseason. He missed a little bit prior to that game, so that's why he came out of that game just a little bit earlier last week. And we've chose just to give him a really decent training block before round one. And really looking forward to what he adds to us this year. He's smart, his ball use, and just the way he connected us last week. It's going to be a real important role that he plays for us this year.
Before I throw you to Benny, Nige, Jack Henry, just any update on how the surgery went and on the foot and how he's bounced back so far?
I mean this with all due respect. I've never met a surgeon who said he's done a bad job. So apparently the surgery went very well. Then a guy up here in Queensland actually did it. He's a referrer of a surgeon. He did a couple of operations on me about 15 to 17 years ago, and he was an amazing surgeon. And hopefully he gets a really good result. He's clearly a really important player for us, and we're looking for him to get back as early as he can. He's going to be an important player for us if we're going to try and get to where we want to get to this year.
I've seen a few dodgy surgeons on a current affair, Nigel, but just going to ask you, coming into a game like tonight with just the one match, I know you just said there you've done plenty of match simulation, and pre-seasons have evolved so much over the years. Do you go to some of your older players, you know, I'm sort of thinking like a Dangerfield, a Zach Tui, and ask them whether they feel like they need to play tonight, or do you just pick the side and go with that?
Yeah, definitely. They get a hand in what's best for them. Both of those guys are really keen to play. If you could, if there was 50 games a year, both Zach Tui and Paddy had put their hand up. So they think that's best for their prep, whereas some of the other players, you know, they're happy knowing that they've had a really good preseason. Isaac, for example, if you talk to Isaac, he'd be like, just give me 3 quarters of match practice and it doesn't matter when that is before round one and I'll be fine. So every individual is different. We tend to treat them that way, but knowing that it's still really important to build that chemistry through the preseason, get the guys playing together, particularly some of the newer guys who haven't played in our system for that long. So we saw some really positive signs with those guys adapting to our game style last week, and that's what we're really looking to build on here tonight.
Talking about positive signs, I watched the game last week against Hawthorn, and admittedly, Hawthorn are a very young and inexperienced team, but Big Sav playing down back looked really at home, you know, having his athleticism was sort of on display. And I noticed at one point there you put young Sam DeConing forward. Is that something that you try with a view to it may be needed, you know, at some point throughout the season?
Yeah, spot on. This time of year, particularly that practice match last week, like tonight, playing a reasonably full-strength Brisbane and not wanting to flirt with our form too much going into round one. Sam will probably play most of the night as a defender, I think, but it's always good to have a look at guys in different areas. Sam's got a really unique skill set. He's a really competitive big guy. He's amazing. I haven't met too many people who read the ball better than him in the air, and that bodes well to playing at both ends of the ground when you can do that as well as be competitive. And he enjoys playing forward. He's someone who feels like he can play at both ends of the ground and in the ruck if needed.
You talk about the play reading there. I sort of long held the view that some players, like, you know, Sava Radigalia perhaps didn't grow up with the game, and his athleticism is unbelievable, but his play reading and his nuances of the game are still very much developing. And down back, he potentially has somebody that takes him to the contest, and if he's got that, he's got the athleticism to actually have an impact on that contest. Do you feel like that's potentially part of his evolution as a defender?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of things that go into that. It's really difficult playing as a young key forward, trying to play part of a system. And Sav's always been someone who's really conscious of the players that are playing around him. So picture last year with Jeremy and Hawk, like he doesn't want to get in their way. And even when it's his turn and the ball's directed through him, he was always conscious of everyone else. He actually played as a soccer goalkeeper as a junior, and he played that position unbelievably well. And the position that he's playing now, it kind of suits his strengths, and it kind of suits the way that he was brought up playing his sport in soccer. So he's adapted to that really well. He really enjoys, as you said, yeah, at times his opponent will take him to the ball, but he's also really good at being able to get best position on his opponent. And when he gets that as a defender, he's playing with lots of freedom. So given that Jack's out, it's obviously going to be really important for us if he can stand up. It just allows us to have more flexibility across the ground.
For Warrilili, live in Geelong's most awarded community, speaking with Geelong assistant coach Nigel Lapp, and here's some real sensible football talk with Mark Neill.
G'day, Nigel. How are you?
Neildy, I'm good. You?
Yeah, well, thank you. Hey, mate, this time last year, we were talking to some of the assistant coaches, and they were very open that we were about to see some tweaks in the game style and the system that you use. Obviously, those tweaks paid handsome dividends. Are we looking for some more tweaks this season, or will we more of just get really, really good at what happened last year?
No, we'll definitely evolve. You just have to. The game never stands still. And one of the beauties about our team is we've got some real flexibility in it with our personnel. So we'll try and evolve by tapping into the real strengths that we've got with our personnel. So, you know, with Ollie Henry coming in, it adds a level of flexibility with our forward line. Also, you can play through the midfield and down back if we need to. As you just mentioned with Asava, it allows us to do... We were hoping to do a few things with Jack Henry, to be honest. And you saw that last week. Like, Jack's got capabilities to play all over the ground. He's a really big man. He's competitive. He's a great athlete. So he'll be a really big loss to us. But, you know, we've worked on a lot of things, and most of it's always based around what are our personnel capable of and how does our system suit that.
Mate, thank you. My final one from me is just around the appointment of the on-field leaders. Are you able to give our listeners just a quick summary of how that process took place?
Well, it's a really good question. I wasn't a huge part of the process. So Scotty got around to most of the important people that wanted to have a say in it. I tend to be someone who lets those guys make those decisions, and just my passion is just working with the youth at the footy club, and I spend most of my time doing that. So he got around to most of the important people. They all spoke about, you know, what they want in a leader, and then the decision was made together. The beauty about our team, again, when you go back to this, is we've probably got 11 or 12 guys that are unbelievable leaders in the way that they conduct themselves, the way that they know the game style, and just how adaptable they are. So even though Tom and Pat have been selected as to head the group this year, they're going to get so much help from everyone else, and that's what we're really proud about. Like, to have a team that's capable to contend and play really good footy deep into finals, you can't rely on one or two.
Nigel, Cooper White did enough in the VFL last week to get him an opportunity at this level. I know it's not an AFL home and away game, but it's the next best thing.
Yeah, we're always looking to give our younger guys some opportunities. He's a second-year player that didn't get to play a lot of footy last year. We really like him. And a few of our other second-year players have had a bit of a look at AFL footy, so we wanted to make sure we could get another opportunity to play him, that we did. He's really nice young player. He's a good young man. He's smart. He uses the ball really well. And we needed to bring up an extra defender tonight, and he's been playing that role really well through the preseason. So we're glad to give him another opportunity.
Nigel, really appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you throughout 2023, and good luck tonight.
Thanks very much, guys. Always good to catch up.
Nigel Appin joining us there. Thanks to Warrilili from Brighton Homes Arena, of course, with Warrilili. You can live in Geelong's most awarded community. House and land packages are available. Check out warrilili.com.au.
Warrilili pre-game interview.